Thank you. want to call your attention again to the scripture that was read from Proverbs chapter 3. Just turn there and hold your finger. There is a message for all of us, but I want to make it personal. And the message is simply this. Miss Purdy, stop. Brother Eddie, stop it. Miss Farina, stop it. Mookie, stop it. Please stop it. And to everybody in here this morning, stop it. Stop it. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but right now, you need to stop it. Now you're probably wondering, what does he know that I'm doing? What has he seen me do, or what has he heard that I did, and now he's telling me to stop? We're all guilty of the same thing. And that is trying to figure it out for ourselves. There is a whole lot of stuff going on in our life. There's a whole lot of stuff going on in each one of our lives that we don't understand. That there are things happening to us that we stand back and we ask the question, why me? Why is it that it seems like trouble always knows where I am? Why is it that every time I try to do what's right, it seems like it comes to no good? Seems like every time I want to do what is right, I end up doing something that I would not want to do. We spend time day in and day out trying to figure this thing life out. We go to work and we ask ourselves, why do I have to deal with these crazy people every day? They won't even get sick and stay home for a day. But every day I come in here, here they are. And I got to deal with their mess. I've got to deal with their proclivities. I got to deal with their not being willing to be realistic. I go to school, and there's somebody there, always nagging, always poking, always trying to start some trouble. Always trying to get me out of character. Always trying to push my buttons. And then when they push the right button, they don't understand why. They don't comprehend why it is that I lose control, and before I know it, I've said some things, I've done some things that if you had just left me alone, I wouldn't have went there. But we need to stop it. Stop trying to figure out why things are the way they are. Stop trying to understand everything that is happening to you. Because if we are honest with ourselves, we really don't want to know. We might not enjoy the stuff that we're going through, but we really don't want to know why we're having to go through it. Because sometimes we go through some stuff in order that God might get us ready for what He really has in store for us. So sometimes you got to go through some ugly stuff to get to where God wants you to be. So sometimes you got to go through some heartache. You got to go through some hurts. You got to go through some unpleasantness in order that God might shape you, that God might mold you, that God might fix you into what it is He would have you to be.
Amen.
And if you knew what the end result was going to be, you might not want to go through what you got to go through. Mm-hmm. You might even bargain with God and say, God, if you don't mind, I really don't want to do that. So can we avoid going through what you're taking me through? Mm-hmm. But the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord, the one that created the heavens and the earth. Trust in the one that spoke and things happened. Trust in the one that knows the beginning and the end. Trust in the one that created you. Trust in the one that knows the very number of hairs on your head. Trust in the Lord. He didn't say trust in yourself. He didn't say trust in your mama. He didn't say trust in your daddy. He said trust in the Lord. Trust in somebody that knows all. Trust in somebody who sees all. Trust in somebody who is everywhere at the same time. Trust in somebody that has all power in their hands. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Our heart, it's out of our heart that flows the issues of life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with the thing that gives you motivation. Trust in the Lord with the thing that points you in the right direction. Trust in the Lord where you hold your treasure. Trust Him with all your heart. You know, if we sometimes find ourselves in relationships and we trust our hearts to the person that we're in the relationship with. And before you know it, guess what? They done broke your heart. They done something. They done said something that just tears your heart up. But the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not just a small portion of it, but you got to trust Him with all of your heart. Everything that you are, you got to trust in the Lord. We got to stop leaning on our own understanding. I know some of y'all are smart. I know some of y'all are intelligent. I know some of y'all got letters after your name. I know some of y'all feel like y'all know everything there is to know. But the scripture says, and lean not to your own understanding. In other words, don't trust what you know. Because chances are you only know a little bit. Chances are you don't know as much as you think you know. Chances are there's somebody who knows a little more than you do. To our children, y'all think we as parents are crazy. Y'all think we don't know nothing. Y'all think everything that comes out of our mouth is garbage. But you better listen. You better listen. Because there will come a time when the very words that your mama and daddy told you, they're going to come back and they're going to remind you.
Amen.
Elder Robinson and I were talking earlier in the office that you know, sometimes we think our parents are dumb. But the older we get, the more we realize that they were the smartest people around. They didn't tell us stuff to cause us not to have fun, but they told us stuff because it was going to help us. You can run around with the hood rats if you want to. You're going to end up just like the hood rats. You lay down with dogs long enough, and you're going to get up with some fleas one of these days. What's wrong with me? And it's all because of where you laid down last night. You can't put your shoes under everybody's bed. And you can't let everybody crawl under the covers with you. Might look good. Might sound good, but sometimes the enemy will dress up your destruction and make it look real good. He'll make you think you can't live without it, but he's setting you up for the okey-doke. He's setting you up to take you out, and you don't even know that you're being set up. You better stop. You better stop it. You better stop it. There are things that are going on that we don't understand. But the scripture says, lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge in all your ways, acknowledge him. In other words, we have to come to the realization that even though I may not understand, God is God. Even though I may not know why this is happening or why this is going on, I've got to understand that God is in control. We say that very easily. We'll tell people God is in control of my life. I trust God. I know that God's going to bring me through. I know that he's going to make a way for me. But as soon as trouble comes, we start looking for a way to fix it ourselves. When your money's running low, you find a payday advance place, title loan places, and before you know it, you're in more trouble than you can get out of.
Amen.
My grandma used to say, you might as well do without now as to do without then. If you ain't got it today, you ain't going to have it next week. But we, in all your ways, everything we do, we ought to acknowledge him. Everything we do, we ought to acknowledge him. When we find ourselves in situations that we don't understand, rather than trying to figure out what's going on or why it's going on, we ought to acknowledge, God, you know where I am. God, you know what I'm dealing with. God, if you don't come to my rescue, God, I'm depending on you. God, I need you to see me through this. God, I need you to work this out for me. Don't try to figure out, well, how am I going to come up with the money? How am I going to make this thing work out? You got to acknowledge that God is in control. And if God is in control and you trust him, guess what? He's promised he would never leave us nor forsake us. He didn't say, I'll be with you when things are going good. He didn't say, I will be with you when the sun is shining. But he said, I will be with you always. That means good, bad, indifferent. God is with us. That means if the sun is shining, God is there. If the storms are raging, God is there. If the wind is blowing, God is there. Whatever you're dealing with, God is there. So you know what?
Whole time you driving, they putting on brakes. holding on to the little bread. But you trust them. I trust you don't get me there. God does not need our assistance. He does not need the peanut gallery. He does not need the backseat driver. God is telling us, I got this. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Jesus died on Calvary that if we would trust him, everything would be all right. But where is our trust? Where is our faith? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I want to end with the words to this hymn. It says, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust him more. Stop it. Thank you.